Perhaps one of the most vexing questions of Parshas Bo and Parshas Vaera is the abdication of freedom of choice, the forfeiture, and more perplexingly, the stripping and the removal of freedom of choice from Paro. At the heart of human identity lies the unlimited freedom of choice. The Rambam describes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Hei, Rishus Nesuna L'chol Echad, Leos Kimoshim, sorry, Perek Zayin, Kimosh Rabbeinu, Selam Elokim, perhaps refers to the freedom of choice. And Judaism is always staunchly opposed any predeterministic or Calvinistic sense of human destiny or fate at any level. And to see Paro have his heart altered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hardened, stiffened, heavied, different languages, different meanings, but the same effect, is very assaulting theologically. I don't think there's one answer to this. I think this is a very, very multi-layered narrative, many different stages, many different lessons about human character and the interaction between a human being and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and human culpability in bearing consequences. But Rav Amital discussed two different related ideas, and they each stemmed from a pasuk in Yechezkel, Perachavtes, which we don't see in Parshas Vayera or Bo. A very famous pasuk in Yechezkel, Perachavtes, essentially it fuses Dam and Svardea as Nile events. Paro crouches in the Nile, confident, cocky, arrogant, challenging all opponents. And essentially Hashem goes fishing this reptile out of the Nile, sticking hooks into his cheeks, drawing this reptile monster Paro from the Nile, while the dead fish cling to the scales of this Nile reptile monster. Now what's interesting about this pasuk is that Paro describes himself as a god. Li ori v'ani asatini. The river is mine, and I have made the river, I've made the river myself. So Paro is self-deifying. His identity and the deity of the Nile have merged, as it was in ancient pagan god kings or god rulers. And it's that element that changes the equation for Paro's freedom of choice. And it changes the equation on two fronts. Number one, a person can choose to eliminate his choice. That's freedom of choice. That's not the elimination of choice. Now, the decision to eliminate choice is itself sometimes a brave decision. Martyrdom, faith, commitment, heroism. But in Paro's case, it's a moral decay. He chooses the narcissistic path of presumed perfection beyond reproach, completely immune or no way receptive to any input. So he chooses to place himself above reproach, and he chooses to place himself beyond any input. Now, that explains the lack of logical reaction to the obvious signs and omens that should have been processed, absorbed, and should have effected some change. But it still doesn't fully explain HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role. A very famous story Rav Amital quoted for us that Rav Kook was once talking to his student, Rav Charlap. Rav Charlap asked Rav Kook, how is it possible for a person to reach such a situation of Moda HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you admit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miskaven Limrod Bo. Yodea Kono Miskaven Limrod Bo. Well, you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet, how could someone act so illogically? It's one thing if a person has a taiva or a person's an atheist, but to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to intend to rebel. And Rav Kook answered that a person's free will can choose even illogical situations where morality and logic are perverted. The person can act in some ways that seem ridiculous. So Pyro, through this narcissism and self-deification, creates a narrative and a delusional one at that, that he can't be corrected, so he's beyond reproach and beyond input. But the Psukim still describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu playing a role. It's not just Pyro digging his own pit. So Ramitel felt, and I'm just giving my own, providing my own words, my own gloss, that essentially as long as a human being remains within the system and doesn't self-deify or doesn't present or rank or rate himself above HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows free will. And there's consequence and there's decisions and consequences for poor decisions. But a person still retains the ability of freedom of choice because that was handed to man. But when a person alters the hierarchy and deifies and sees himself as a god, which for us probably doesn't exist, we no longer live in that pagan world, but I think it may exist in highly narcissistic or psychotic terms where people see themselves as perfect. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to strip not just the freedom of choice, but the freedom of action, because if they employ their will to render decisions, then that myth of self-deification will still remain intact, and it can't, because it's challenging the authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remaining within the system allows the right of freedom of choice. Tampering with the system, so to speak, essentially cancels or nullifies that right. So if Pyro would have had the decision still available, let's say he would have released the Jewish people after 5 or 7 Makos, he would have imputed it to his own calculations, decisions, benefits, authority. And that heretical myth of self-deification, of someone whose will is equal to God, would have been maintained, and freedom of choice would have served that. So Pyro has to have his freedom stripped, and not only that, he has to be played with and toyed with, and hence all the negotiations and falsifications, why is Moshe telling him one thing and he goes for it, and then Moshe extends the negotiations, which is something which to us in our day-to-day seems morally very troubling. Why does Moshe present the veneer or facade? Why doesn't he just present them with the honest truth? Part of the answer is Pyro's will has to be completely removed from the process so that he's a plaything, Asher Salalti b'Mitzrayim, because he employed his will, made a choice to be a god. And that choice is unavailable. As long as a person maintains their humanity, then their choices are unlimited. Once a person self-deifies, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to cancel freedom of choice to protect the hierarchy of the system that endowed man with freedom of choice to begin with. It's a very intriguing concept. Elaborated a little bit, Ramitel said it, at least the way it was recorded, much more briefly. But there are two reasons that Pyro can't be free. One is he chooses to incarcerate himself in a delusion of narcissism. Number two is he chooses to arrogate deified identity, and freedom of will can't be maintained because that would sustain or perpetuate this presumed equality and parity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which can't be tolerated even at the cost of limiting freedom of choice.